Muy buenas tardes a todos los que están conectados a través del satélite Amazonas y el satélite.
Good afternoon to everyone connected through the satellite Amazonas and the satellite Eutelsat 8 and in different countries. During Cadereyta in the congregation that the Reverend Oscar Carrillo pastors in Mexico, where the missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin is, and every place connected on this occasion. Today, Friday, November 29th of this year, 2024. Let us search in the book of Ephesians on chapter 4, verse 7 and on, where it tells us, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. There he drew a star of David to the left." Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up from above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. There to the left, he draws Star of David. And also in this other Bible, he draws a cornerstone and the ages there on the left side. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. There in that space, he writes Ephesians 4:30. And on the right, he draws a cornerstone and the ages. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." And there to the right, he draws Star of David. The stature of the fullness of Christ. That is the subject we will be hearing and seeing on this occasion, preached to us on Saturday, July 18th of 2009 in Bogota, Colombia. You may please be seated. In the message, The Coming of the Messiah, preached by Dr. William Soto Santiago on November 16, 2012 in Buenos Aires, Argentina, he tells us, "The Coming of the Messiah, The Coming of the Lord, The Coming of Christ, the Angel of the Covenant, that is the greatest mystery promised to be fulfilled at the last day, and it was spoken more of it than the first coming of Christ. But more clearly details were given on the first coming of Christ, like that he would be born of a virgin, that he would be born in the midst of the Hebrew people from the tribe of Judah and the descendants of David, and that he would be born in Bethlehem of Judea, and all those things. But for the second coming of Christ, of which we have more prophecies, but it is more of a secret, less explanation. He doesn't say he will be or he will come or such and such. There are no details, but indeed we have prophecies. The second coming of Christ was prophesied, was spoken more about it, than the first coming of Christ, in the Book of the Seals, page 521, it tells us, on paragraph 77, "Now the eighth chapter only reveals the scene of the seventh seal, where nothing else is revealed. Now, nothing is not revealed in the seventh seal. Now, has nothing to do with the seventh chapter of Revelation. Its revealing of the seventh seal is perfectly mute. And if I only had time, I'll try a few places to show you. All the way back from Genesis, this seventh chap, and he writes, Second Coming of Christ, above that. And to the right, he writes, mute. A little bit above that sentence, on the right. On the seventh seal, is spoke of from the very beginning. Now notice what Brother William tells us here, that there aren't many details, but we have prophecies. It was prophesied more, spoken more, of the second coming of the Lord. From where? From Genesis. It says, couldn't you remember this morning bringing these things up, and watch tonight bringing them up? And you find out, when it gets to that seventh seal, she cuts off. At the beginning of that paragraph that we were reading, there on page 521, there to the left, at the beginning of that paragraph, he writes, Revelation 8, 1. Now, our brother William continues to say here, that is the seventh seal of Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And those are the thunders. What is Revelation 8? The thunders. The voice of the mighty angel who comes down from heaven in Revelation chapter 10, who will speak with that voice as when a lion roars, and seven thunders uttering their voices, revealing that mystery and thus giving the believers in Christ the faith to be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That mystery will be opened in the third pool. When will that mystery be open, says our brother William there? In the third pool. And what is God going to be carrying out at this end time in the fulfillment of that prophecy? Well, making the seventh seal known. Everything is being fulfilled according to how it was prophesied. That mystery will be opened in the third pool mentioned by the Reverend William Branham, of which he gives an example in the ministry of the Reverend William Branham. In other words, the example he gave was the five manifestations of the power of God. And he says, and then it will be manifested in the midst of the church. That third pool will be manifested in all of its fullness. That is why he says, what you've seen partially, he says, where? The Reverend William Branham was shown that it will take place in a great tent cathedral. Notice in the book of quotations, on page 119, I'm going to read here, from the book that was placed apart here, that in this other book that Brother William used to use, is not there. It's a little portion here in this paragraph. And here in the book that you have, in that version you have, is all complete. That is the excerpt, it's all there. And we'll go on seeing here. I have the one that he used to use, with the writings there. But I'm going to read to you from here, from that version that you have, so that we can read the whole content of that excerpt all together. Because here we have some pauses. We have some ellipses where the editor placed further down what he's talking about. But here it's all together. So let us go on reading there and read the writings as well. Look, says on page 119, paragraph 1057. So now, I'm going to say something to you now that I haven't said all along. And that is, the thing that we have looked forward to for so long, for at least many years, 4 or 5 years or maybe longer, the third pool, has now been vindicated. And I am sure you all know what it is. Now remember, there'll never be an impersonation of that, because it can't be. See? It cannot be. And above, on top of the paragraph, he writes, there will be no personifications. And also on top of the paragraph, he writes, the rapturing faith for the bride, the church, and the lost. And above, he writes, the third pull and the squeeze. Now, it is inexistent. And I am warned of this, that soon, right at this time, now it's just happened, so it could identify its presence among you, see? But it will not be used in a great way until the council begins to tighten up. And when it does, when that does, the Pentecostals and so forth can almost impersonate anything can be done. But when that time comes, when the squeeze comes down, then you'll see what you've seen temporarily. And here in the book of quotations, since it ends at the bottom part, below, here in the other version is higher up. There at the bottom he writes, Fourth Elijah. In other words, that manifestation of God was temporary at that time. That is, partial. In the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in Brother Branham, where the Holy Spirit has been operating the ministry of Elijah in its fourth manifestation. That's what he wrote there, the fourth Elijah. What you've seen temporarily be manifested in the fullness of its power. See? What you've seen partially, Brother Branham says, you will see manifested in the fullness of its power. See? 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 Now, I must continue in evangelism. And he writes, Elijah continues evangelism. Just as I was commissioned first, I must continue on. Therefore, you've had the word and you know what to look for, how to stand. I must continue on in evangelism. And friends of mine, keep still and just keep moving on, for the hour is approaching swiftly. See? That when something is going to be done. Now, you might see some little odd thing happen for me. Nothing sinful. I don't mean that. But I mean something odd to what the regular trend, because where I reach to now in the ministry, I am dropping back here, watching that spot and waiting for the time to use it. What spot? We already know what it is. For what to use it, that is, to carry out everything pertaining to that work that would be carried out at that time, in that place. He said, but it's going to be used. And everyone knows that, for as certain as the first was identified, so has the second been identified. And if you think real closely, you who are spiritual, as the Bible said, here is to him that has wisdom. And above wisdom, he writes Moses and Elijah. Because notice, the rapturing faith is the revelation that the thunders bring, and the thunders are spoken by the ministries of Moses and Elijah. Therefore, that instrument in which the Holy Spirit is operating the ministries of Moses and Elijah is the divine wisdom of God, which is given the people, the bride, that rapturing faith. Here is to him that has wisdom. And he writes Moses and Elijah. The third is properly identified. See? We know where it is, so the third pull is here. It's so sacred, and again he writes Moses and Elijah. Now remember, in the seals, he speaks about all this also. Notice, he continues to say, it is so sacred, and he writes Moses and Elijah, that I mustn't say much about it. As he told me in the beginning, said, this say nothing of it. You remember that years ago? It speaks for itself. There above, in the margin above, he writes, for the lost, the church, and the bride. And he writes, the third pull speaks for itself. See? But you, I've tried to explain the others and I made a mistake. And there to the left, upward, he writes, I made a mistake. This will be the thing that, to my opinion, I don't say the Lord tells me this, this will be a thing that will start the rapturing faith. And he rates rapturing faith twice, one after the other. Rapturing faith, rapturing faith. And he writes rapturing faith, and then he writes faith for the rapture. There on top, rapturing faith, faith for the rapture. Now notice, what will begin the rapturing faith or the faith for the rapture? The fulfillment of the third pool, the fulfillment of the tenth vision, which was going to begin progressively. See, it was going to start, in other words, it says the rapturing faith will start because God was going to be giving the revelation as the Holy Spirit was giving us all that teaching, all the content, all the revelation of the seventh seal. This will be a thing that will start the rapturing faith for the going away, see? I must lay quiet for just a little while. Now remember, and who is listening to this tape, you might see such a change in my ministry right away. Dropping back, not going up, dropping back. We're right at the age now, and it can't go any further. And he writes, I will decrease, and he will increase. What he told us in the Book of the Seals. On page
552.
It says, I don't know who is going to, what's going to take place. I do not know. I just know that those seven thunders hold that mystery. The heaven was quiet. Everybody understand? It may be time, it may be the hour now, that this great person that we are expecting to rise on the scene may arise on the scene. Now notice, on page 154, notice he says, maybe this great person that we're expecting to rise on the scene may arise on the scene. And on page 154, where he tells us about the Holy Spirit, which there he is saying that he will also come, and how he will come, notice, now, and when this Holy Spirit that we have becomes incarnate to us, the one that's in our midst now in the form of the Holy Ghost becomes incarnate to us in the person here in this book, he writes, equals angel. But notice, he is the instrument, he is the veil of flesh in which the angel of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, would be incarnate. And Brother Branham says, becomes incarnate to us in the person of Jesus Christ. What is he announcing here on page 567? He is announcing that the one coming after him is the fulfillment of the second coming of the Lord. Like when John presented Jesus, he said, he must increase and I must decrease. The one foreshadowed must increase and the forerunner must decrease. Now notice here in the seventh seal, he already speaks a little more plainly. And in the first seal, he is telling us about that person where the Holy Spirit would become incarnate, and that it would be Jesus Christ. In other words, the ministering spirit of Jesus. In other words, it is the ministry of the Lord in his second coming. 552, where we were. It may be time, it may be the hour now, that this great person, and there he is. Who is that person? It is the Holy Spirit incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ. Everybody understands? It may be time, it may be the hour now, that this great person that we're expecting to rise on the scene may arise on the scene. Where it says, it may be time, it may be the hour. Above that, he writes, the hour. Maybe this ministry that I have tried to take the people back to the Word has laid a foundation. And to the right there, he writes, foundation. And if it has, I'll be leaving you for good. There won't be two of us here at the same time. See? If it is, he'll increase, I'll decrease. I don't know. But I have been privileged by God to look and see what it was. See unfold to that much. Now notice what he continues saying here in the book of quotations where we stopped. On page 119, paragraph 1057. We are right at the age now, and it can't go any further. And there is where he writes, to the right, I will decrease and he will increase. We have to wait just a minute until this happens over here to catch up. Then the time comes. But it's truly identified. There is coming a time in this nation to where this nation is going to exercise all the power that the beast had before it, which was pagan Rome when it became papal Rome. See, that this nation will do that. Revelation 13 plainly explains it. The Lamb come up out of the earth, the other beasts come up out of the water, thickness and multitudes of people. This Lamb come up where there were no people. A Lamb represents a religion. The Lamb of God, three dots. And remember, it spoke like a Lamb. It was a Lamb. And then, after a while, received power and spoke like a dragon, and exercised all the power the dragon had before him. And the dragon is Rome, always. Who is the dragon? Rome. So, don't you see? Roman denomination, a mark. Protestant denomination, a image into the beast. What is the Roman denomination? Notice, a mark. And the image of the beast? A Protestant denomination, making a power that'll force all Protestants like a union. You'll have to be into this council of churches, or you won't be able to have fellowship. In the Philadelphian church age, there is a message in the Book of the Ages. He tells us about all this, about the hour of temptation. Or you won't be able to have fellowship. Well, it's practically that way now. You can't go to a church and preach unless you have a fellowship card or some identification. And now, on persons like ourselves, we're going to be cut out of all that altogether. That's exactly, because they won't be able to do it. It's tightening. And then when that time comes, and the pressure comes to a place to where you're pressed out, then watch what I'm fixing to tell you in a few minutes. Watch the third pull then, see? And it'll be absolutely to the total lost, but it will be for the bride and the church. Now notice what our brother William is telling us here. In the message that we are reading, the coming of the Messiah, he says, and then it will be manifested in the midst of the church, that third pull will be manifested in all of its fullness. Where? The Reverend William Branham was shown that it will be in a great tent cathedral. Therefore, it will appear somewhere. And therefore, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ will be working on that divine project. They will see the coming of the Lord. They will see the seventh seal, which is the coming of the Lord at the last day. Who will see the coming of the Lord? Who will see the seventh seal? The chosen ones. Now, that is why he said, when you see that prophet messenger, let us look it up. Here in the writing that he left us, which was written on August 13, 2017. He says, when you see that prophet messenger of the seventh seal, you will be seeing the coming of the Lord with Moses and Elijah. Notice, when you see that prophet messenger of the seventh seal. Now notice here, he told us, they will see the coming of the Lord. They will see the seventh seal. And this was in 2012. And here, when he returned then, in 2017, he was already getting better. And he wrote these lines. And notice, he tells us exactly what he said that would happen in the fulfillment of the third pool of the tenth vision. When you see that prophet messenger of the seventh seal, you will be seeing the coming of the Lord with Moses and Elijah, fulfilling the prophecies. Which prophecies? Those that were spoken from Genesis to this present time. Fulfilling the prophecies of the third pool in the vision of the great tent cathedral. And you will see me there again. I love you very much. May God bless you. Where would the Holy Spirit be seen again, operating in a man? The corresponding ministries to the fulfillment of the tenth vision? He would be seen in a great tenth cathedral. The Holy Spirit would be seen again working incarnate in that instrument, in the person of Jesus Christ. As simple as that. And then, we will see all those who will resurrect in the resurrection. And our beloved brother William Soto Santiago will also be there. And all the messengers of the ages and their groups. See how simple everything is? Now he goes on to say, it is a mystery how he will come and when he will come and where he will come to and how the details are going to be. That is in the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed, where he speaks to us. That is on page 14 and in the book of quotations. That portion of that excerpt is on page, let us see here, on page 106, paragraph 923. Here he's telling us about what Brother William is speaking to us here. He says, it is a mystery how he will come and when he will come and where he will come to and how the details are going to be. We're going to know that when that seventh seal is open at the last day, in the midst of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the one that has the promise of the coming of the Lord for our transformation. So, the saints of the New Testament are going to be with us in glorified bodies. And then, all together we'll go with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Therefore, we must be watching for His coming. Now notice, if he tells us that we have to be watching for his coming, notice, in the messages that Dr. William Soto Santiago preached to us, in several messages, he tells us, look at this one. Let us read from this three messages, where he told us, look, in 2004, which the subject was, from heaven they are rushing us, let's do everything quickly and well done. December 4, 2004, he says, now we can see why the second coming of the Lord as Lion of the tribe of Judah, as King of kings and Lord of lords, coming and resurrecting the dead in Christ and transforming us who are alive, we can see why that has not yet been fulfilled, because there are still people who have to be called and placed in the mystical body of Christ. And notice in 2005, on May 4th, in Talcahuano, Chile, there he tells us also, Christ is still in heaven on his throne of intercession. The second coming of Christ has not taken place yet. See? In other words, that messianic ministry wasn't in operation yet in the instrument that corresponded to the coming of the Lord. The second coming of Christ has not taken place yet. The coming of the mighty angel has not taken place yet, because Christ is still on the throne of the Father, making intercession with his blood. He is as high priest until the very last elect has come into his church. And also on March 1st, 2013, titled The Sign of the Son of Man, there he also tells us, and he says, and at that time, the manifestation of that angel who was different from the rest, who has the seventh seal, had not been carried out in human flesh among the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is speaking about 63, when the sign of the Son of Man appeared in heaven. Notice that angel, his manifestation in human flesh in the midst of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, had not taken place yet. He keeps saying, as the fulfillment pertaining to and in the age of the cornerstone. He is the angel who is connected to the age of the cornerstone. Therefore, if he is the angel with the seventh seal, if he is the angel in whom the second coming of the Lord is fulfilled, and in 2004, 2005, even in 2018, he was still telling us that the dispensation of grace, the door was still open, and it was about to close. Then that ministry of that angel who has the seventh seal was not yet manifested in human flesh in the midst of the church. And that is why he tells us here, in this year 2012, he also says, therefore, we have to be watching for his coming with our eyes wide open to the scriptures, to what the scriptures say, and to what God said through the forerunner of the second coming of Christ, because he is the one who came preparing the way for him. And he said, this message will introduce Christ to the world. It will introduce Christ because the message and messenger are the same thing. The messenger forerunner introduces, foreruns, the coming of the Lord with his message. And although the forerunner messenger left, his message remained, what he said remained. And therefore, that event for the last day will be carried out as it was foreshadowed for the benefit of the believers in Christ. Therefore, notice, he left us the message, which is the platform, the foundation of what would be carried out by the Holy Spirit in the fulfillment of the second coming of the Lord. Now notice in the message, Desperation, on page 6, it tells us, I believe with all the message that I've ever brought, that absolutely was ordained of God, outside of course, the regular commission, like the seven seals and things, that was directly the word of God. I'm talking about a message to preach. I believe that one, the token which was preached that morning, was it. See? And he writes there, after the seals, he wrote to the right, the one that needed to follow those seven seals. Now watch what's come after the seven seals. The union of the people. See? There he drew a little cornerstone to the right. Now watch what's come after the seven seal. The uniting of the people, united signs, the red light flashing in the last day, the sign of women getting prettier, and men, what they would do. Now, in uniting of the people, there to the left, he also writes upward the cornerstone. All the signs of the Holy Spirit leading up, then come right back here to the capping off of all those messages since the seven seals. It's capped off in this one thing, the token, that we are all right, see? Just check ourselves and see if we're in the faith. Now, a bit further on page 7, he tells us in this message, I truly believe that we are on the verge of one of the most mightiest things that ever struck the earth since the days of the Lord Jesus. See, but now we can only be known as, you'll be so humble. And to the left he writes upward, it will be so humble. See, what man calls mighty, God calls abomination. But what man calls foolish, God calls mighty. See? So now watch it. See? You'll be so humble that you'll miss it if you're not got the token there to examine it. You see? And there to the left, he drew a cornerstone and the ages. Who would he ever thought that the mountains was skipping like little rams and the leaves were clapping their hands when a prophet come forth from the wilderness that was spoken by Isaiah 1200 or 712 years before, which whiskers all over his face and a piece of sheepskin, not even a pulpit to preach in, excommunicated from all the churches, and standing on the bank of the Jordan screaming, repent, and call the people a bunch of vipers, snakes. But that's what God said, that when he come, The mountains would skip like little rams, see? The humble saw it and was glad. How could they understand that the great Messiah that was prophesied from the very beginning of the book in Genesis, that he would come a savior? All sacrifices and all prophets and everything had pointed to him. And then when he come, supposedly to be an illegitimate birth, a father that was not even married to his mother, supposedly, see? And the woman was found pregnant with the baby before they was even married. And he come up in such and born in a little, well, it says a stable in the Bible. But a stable in then days was a cave back in the wall. I meet such a place out in Arizona one time hunting. There was a stable back under a cliff of rock. And that's the way Jesus was born. Back in this little cliff stable on a manger of hay and straw. In a cow barn, see, where stuck was. And was raised up as a carpenter's helper to honor the carpenters. And how could that be the mighty Jehovah? And he told us in some messages, what if God fulfills the second coming in a construction worker? Would they believe it? Would they receive him? Now he goes on to say, but I was, very odd sort of a person. But oh, when he was just a boy, he astounded the priest by knowing that word. Because why? He was the word, see? He was the word. He never wrote a book, see? He never wrote a book. He never wrote a word. The only word he ever wrote, I guess, he erased it out in the sand when a woman had been taken in adultery. He never wrote a word. Now, at some point, we are going to know what he wrote there. Now notice, he goes on to say, why? He was the word, see? He was the word. He didn't have to write it. His life lived it. He was the word. If I do not the work of my Father, then believe me not, see? If I don't do exactly what the word said I would do, then I'm not the word. But that's what he meant. He is the word. In other words, he in his first coming was the fulfillment of the word that was spoken by the prophets, the prophecies that spoke of the first coming of the Lord. He did not have to write anything, because he himself was the fulfillment. He was the word. He was the fulfillment of what was spoken. And that is how it is with the second coming of the Lord, because it's all parallel. Now he goes on to say, when the Jews see Christ coming for his church, they'll say, this is the one we are waiting for. Where did the believers in Christ saw the first coming of Christ fulfilled? With the Jews. The Jews will see the coming of Christ at the last day being fulfilled with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me repeat this again. Where did the believers in Christ saw the first coming of Christ fulfilled? With the Jews. The Jews will see the coming of Christ at the last day being fulfilled with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, in the midst of the Gentiles. The stature of the fullness of Christ. Let us stand and thus leave on this occasion, in this subject, the stature of the fullness of Christ, our beloved brother and friend, Dr. William Soto Santiago.